Sounds terrific. A week from Saturday there at Sal's.
Might have to check that out.
Also, what sounds terrific to me, even though technically I'm trying to do lower carbs and lower sugar, but this has lots of protein.
redeeming quality.
Leaked documents reveal that Mickey D's McDonald's is expanding its breakfast menu for the first time in years. And allegedly, these sandwiches contained three times the breakfast meat.
Yeah, okay. It's quite the deal. I mean, they're combining sandwiches, right?
Basically,
so yeah. More of the innards and no more of, I mean, like, you still have the outer bun kind of whatever it
yeah,
is for
so you
the
can
bun.
Get McMuffin, according to this, you can get McMuffin, McGriddle, or biscuits,
biscuits.
For the outside.
Biscuits.
This is Business Insider, so fairly reputable,
okay.
But they're calling them triple breakfast stacks, Halvo.
Yeah, it's inspired by customers who already were swapping food items around to create customized sandwiches. Caleb, you said your brother did something like this with his college buddies?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, and so I actually did it in high school in Rice Lake, because, you know, again, it's remember back to our town slogans. It says, like, Rice Lake, haha, we have the Walmart, and also we have a McDonald's. A couple McDonald's. So.
So what's on this thing?
All right, so looking at, and this is what was leaked. It was at a glance for McDonald's crew, so showing them how to put these triple breakfast stacks together. So you start off with your McGriddle or your biscuit.
Biscuit, for sure.
And
for
so
me.
You start off with the base, then you go cheese, sausage, patty, of course, then two strips of bacon, then egg, and then crown it on top with, again, the customer's choice of McGriddle or English muffin or biscuit.
It sounds, you're going to have to pay a little bit for this. It sounds very filling.
Wow.
It really, really sounds delicious. And again, we were talking off the air, too. It's like you don't necessarily look at calories for something like this. You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everything
you
in moderation,
do.
Right?
You just go with it.
Sometimes like, you got to choose between sausage and bacon, but not on this thing.
Not
two
on
sausage,
this.
Patties, and bacon.
And bacon slices.
And cheese.
Yes.
Don't forget the cheese.
Yes.
That would make it. Now,
Wisconsin.
Halvo, you have a longstanding history with McDonald's.
Fifth grade, Mr. Schultz replaced Mrs. Shivanek in the middle of the year because she had a baby. And he came in, and we had a contest. Back then, the Big Mac was the deal, and we had a contest who could say the ingredients of the Big Mac. Thank you. Who could say what she just played the fastest, and I did it in 2.1 seconds, and my prize, you're not going to believe. They would never give this as a prize anymore. It was a half a day off of school.
A half a day off of school.
So you could go get a Big Mac.
Just for saying.
All right,
that's
2.1 seconds. I have the little chronometer here on my watch. So how many years later is this?
That was around 1975.
Okay.
That's
so
amazing.
Years later. Halvo, how fast?
How fast can I do it?
Can
wow.
you do it again?
Okay.
How fast
let's
can a
do
54-year-old
this.
Man? Let me say the one thing that I sounded different. He said, and a sesame. I remember saying, on a sesame.
On a sesame.
So I'm going to take issue
take
with
your
that
preposition.
Guy.
Okay.
But I mean, yes, thank you. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'll go 3, 2, 1, and then you go. So I'm not going to say go. 3, 2, 1. So ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and a sesame bun. Ooh, that was rough. That was
you
rough.
You want to try it again?
Yes.
That was 3.13, okay. Just so you know where you're at.
So you want full pronunciation?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did 2.1.
You've been
I
mean, in radio for 30-some years now.
I think
so
they were slow. I think
better.
They were slow on the stopwatch. All right, here
all right.
we go.
One more time.
3, 2, 1.
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and on sesame seed bun.
3.32.
Okay, well, you'll
it's
have to...
It's still pretty impressive, but yeah, we'll have to work on it.
You'll have to work into that. It's like getting back
into
shape.
I don't know how I ever
shape.
Did 2.1. Yeah.
Need to breathe here with something beautiful.
Caleb's a tough judge.
We have our very own Michelle Johnson in-house, whom
Hello,
we
Hillary.
Love. Hello,
Good
Michelle.
Good morning.
It's so wonderful when she can join us. So Michelle has had this ongoing saga. They're trying to, like, build a house, which...
We are.
Anyone that
saga?
Has...
Saga? Yeah. More like nightmare?
I know.
Anyone I don't that, recommend it.
Anyone that has built has known that it can be trying and challenging at times.
Yes.
And one of the most recent issues that you're having is... You have some wild animals on your...
Oh, just a few. It's
just
out in the
few.
Country. I mean,
yeah.
more so than the farm country. It's out in the wilderness.
And problematic animals?
A little bit. But let me start with this.
Okay.
So, Mark, why did the cross-country runner decide to quit the team?
I don't know. Why?
The vegetarian cross-country runner. See, I messed the joke up already.
The vegetarian
cross-country runner quit
show.
That team. Hmm. Because she didn't like meats.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, so
okay.
that is
it's
my
gotcha.
Lead-in.
It's your lead-in. Okay, what do you got?
To the beaver problem we have. We have two beaver dams, and
knows?
They keep damming everything up and holding back a lot of water. So I'd have a lot more real estate if this water wasn't there, right? So we keep digging it out. And the very next day, there's a beaver come overnight and filled it back in again every single time. Mm. So we checked into this. I just want to know.
Yes.
Want you all to know that
it's
this all is all legal and everything. And we can actually.
This doesn't sound good for the beaver,
right,
but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good for the beaver. We can actually do this on our own land. We can actually take a beaver or two or three or however many.
However many you need to.
So we did take one. We did take a beaver. And my husband, being the redneck farmer that he is, you can't take him to the country.
Yeah.
He decided he was going to put it in the crock pot.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we did. Oh, we all ate it. Now, my son, Jared, which is why I said the joke, he's a cross-country runner and he has to say some jokes. He's emceeing his banquet on Friday night. So he came home and he ate it. No problem. 2 weeks later, we started to talk about it. And he's like, that was beaver? I didn't know it was beaver. I thought the bones looked different.
Oh, goodness.
Different than chicken? Yeah.
Yeah, different than chicken. It was a lot darker meat.
Oh.
But you put enough seasoning on it and everything.
How was
it? Fine.
How was it?
It was fine. It just tasted like roast. He put in seasoning. Lots of seasoning, by the way, so it didn't taste so muddy and gamey.
So it didn't taste
beaver-y.
Because
they eat mud.
So muddy? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you think that they're vegetarians themselves, right? They just eat tree bark. They eat a lot of mud, too.
This is just rustic homesteading at its finest.
We have them on the cameras. They take all kinds of mud, bring it up into the beaver dam and the beaver huts.
I so want Garrison Keillor in Prairie Home Companion to narrate this story. And remember, if you can't beat them, eat them.
I have the ketchup thing going through from Garrison Keillor, you know. Ketchup.
You know a redneck when.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
When you move to Nauburn.
Nauburn. Well, I'm going to be highly suspicious next time you bring food into the station.
That's
I'm just going
to
throw that out there.
Let me tell you what's in the freezer. Oh, maybe I better not.
No, she's got a turtle in her freezer,
turtle.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so if Michelle brings things in a crock pot.
Whoever goes to Michelle's church, watch out at the
Yeah, just watch out for Michelle at the
You're having a game
feed
at your church, aren't you? Do you ever do that?
No comment.
No comment. Oh, goodness. So good luck with that, Michelle.
Thank you.
And yeah, thanks, I guess.
Beaver tastes good.
That's great. Here's Wren Collective counting every blessing.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.